Sunday with Miriam on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Travel Department. Explore the wonder of the world's most iconic sites with Travel Department, the world discovered together.
Now, Morgana is in Studio 8 today. Formerly of Saint Sister, she's forging a new solo career, and she's joined today by Shane Goff on drums and Ryan Hargaden on keys. You're all really welcome. Thanks so much for coming in. We're going to have a chat in a moment, Morgana, but first we're going to hear your new single. This is I'm Not Going Anywhere.
That bell was loud when it rang, and you closed your eyes when I sang.
That's a lovely, lovely track, Morgana. Come back to me. It's your new single, I'm Not Going Anywhere. Tell me about going from Saint Sister with your great pal Gemma Doherty, who I know you're still great pals with, to a solo career. How did that happen?
Well, I guess me and Gemma were in Saint Sister for 10 years together. And the older you get, it's hard being in a band and it's hard being an artist in Ireland. And the older you get, we're approaching our 30s. And I guess it's harder to kind of... harder to tour and harder to be exactly aligned on every single decision, which you really have to be if you're, especially if you're in a two-piece, which is like there's no third member to break the stalemate. So we kind of just reached a point where two of us wanted to explore kind of different things, and we decided to take a little break from that. And Gemma's doing incredible scoring work at the moment. She's beautiful instrumentals and beautiful harp music. And I decided to just like dive straight into this pop world. Which has been really fun. Yeah, it's been a funny transition. I love being part of a team. So being in a band really suits me. I love that dynamic. I love having different people to bounce ideas off. But there's also a lovely freedom that's just, it's a different type of working when it's just you making the decisions. I mean, I've got my gorgeous manager who's up
Connor
somewhere.
Cusack.
Yes, who's looking on. But there's something very kind of liberating about knowing that even if someone else is giving you advice, if you don't agree with it, you can kind of just say, well, no, I've decided.
Yeah, you're in charge.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Now, listen, I know you live in Belfast now, but you grew up, I think, in Belfast and Donegal. And there's a really strong family background in writing. Tell me about your granddad and your mum.
Oh, yeah. So my granddad was a relatively successful Irish playwright, Tom McIntyre. He's brilliant, and he was a real force of nature. And I think when people hear that he was my granddad, they assume that my love for lyric writing and that kind of stuff came from him. But actually, I would say, my grandmother Peggy was also, they're all great writers, and I'm trying to thank everybody for the writing bug, because they all are really into reading and writing. But my mom is she's really special. She's a gorgeous poet, and she is working as a journalist, but I think maybe in another world she would have been a poet, and she is a poet now, but she might have made that her career.
And she actually, I think, showed you how to really pay attention, Morgana, to lyrics, I suppose, to songs that she loved, and to female artists particularly.
Yeah.
In what way did she do that?
I have very strong memories of her sitting me down and literally with her hands on my shoulder, sitting me, physically moving me into the chair, putting up a computer screen, and us watching different old YouTube videos, Sinead O'Connor, Kate Bush, anything that was had a really strong melodic and storytelling kind of narrative throughout. She's got a real reverence for songwriting and for the song as a piece of art. She's not incredibly musical herself. She doesn't play music, but that that idea of expressing something, distilling an emotion, is something she's very good at. And I think she's passed that on to me, and that's something that I love doing with her. And if there's a new song that I hear that I know she'll like, or a video or anything like that, I love having that in the back of my head and knowing that next time I see her, I'm going to discuss it and dissect it.
That's so lovely. And now listen, I'm intrigued by your name, Morgana. Where does that come from? And do you go by Morgana or Morgan in real life? Because it is your name.
Yes, Morgana is my name on the birth cert. But then growing up, my little sister used to call me Morgana, but my parents just shortened it to Morgan. And I remember asking my mum why she had done that, because, well, I didn't like Morgan. I hated Morgana even more. But I asked her why she called me Morgana and then didn't actually call me it in real life. And she said that one day, because Morgana is from the King Arthur tales, so she had read a feminist retelling of those stories where Morgana is the great sorceress and she's really the font of all knowledge and she's the force for goodness. And she wanted to put that onto me, but she wanted me to one day decide to be the witch. So she thought Morgana was too big a burden maybe to put on a little kid. So she thought that one day I might decide to be Morgana rather than Morgan.
Which you have.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Which is great. Now, listen, you were touring recently in America with the wonderful Seema. Yes. She's getting a lot of love at the moment. What did you learn from playing support to her in her band?
Oh, just so much. She's a really inspiring performer. Her band are really inspiring as well. And they're very dynamic on stage. They're very fun on stage. I think the music that I was doing with Saint Sister was a little bit more serious than the stuff that I'm doing now. We had a bit of tongue-in-cheek, but it just lived in a different type of world. And with this solo project, I'm enjoying kind of playing a little bit with humour and different kind of off-the-wall things on stage. And Seema's a great... She can just has an idea. I remember seeing her, actually, I think it was an Electric Picnic a couple of years ago, and she entered the stage with four drag queens, carried her onto the stage. And I just thought, that's amazing. I need to be doing stuff like that. So seeing her just be completely herself, and also she's just an incredible songwriter and singer as well. So I was asking her for tips how she keeps her stamina up, because she's running all back and forth across the stage, but her pitch never falters. Yeah. I don't know how she does it. So, well, I was studying very hard.
Did she give you any tips?
She said that it was actually a different kind of fitness than... So it didn't seem correlated to her fitness if she was running or anything like that. Mm. Didn't feel like it correlated with that. It was just on stage muscle memory fitness that you can only really build up if you're playing back to back to back to back.
Now, look, we heard one song already from you and you're going to sing for us again, Morgana.
Yeah.
But if there are Saint Sister fans listening, do you think your style has changed much as a solo artist?
I think if there are Saint Sister fans listening, maybe if they know the last record, the second record we did, there you can definitely hear where myself and Gemma are pulling the band in different directions, and like going willfully with each other. Obviously, in all the there's gorgeous, more like instrumental and traditional elements, but there's a few poppier songs.
Yeah,
and I think some of those songs you can tell that there's a direction, and that I've just kind of kept going. The next song I'm going to sing is one of the earliest ones. And I think for a while I wasn't sure if it was going to be a Saint Sister song or a Morgana song. So I think this one in particular, Carla in Montana, would be of that world.
Well, look, Morgana McIntyre, it's been my privilege to have you here today and your fellow musicians, Shane and Ryan, in Studio 8. You're going on tour in October.
Yep.
With shows in Belfast, Limerick, Cork, London, Galway and the Academy here in Dublin.
Yes.
On the 9th of October. All the details are on your website, morgana.ie. Now you're going to sing us one more song today before you go, and this is Carlotte in Montana. Thanks a million, Morgana.
Thank you for having me.
There's a Carlotte in Montana. There's a world where we are there. It's a long shot and it's madness, but I've already paid the fare. There's an elixir going if you're